After the first travel ban was stopped by the court ruling and my visa was refused, I got another visa application interview and everything. I start from scratch. I went through the new visa interview and I waited for, I think, 1 month or so. And during past few weeks or few days, there were people contacting and helping me, contacting the US Embassy and asking for expedite processing for me. And I think that worked.
And you had to go to different countries. You want to say about that adventure?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, there is no U.S. Embassy in Iran, and countries around Iran that has U.S. embassies have limited number of slots open for Iranians to go there and do the visa interview for all kind of visas or immigrant or non-immigrant. And the one that every time that you want to get the visa, you need to just go and grab the, I don't know, closest one. This time I couldn't reserve or schedule an appointment in Armenia, and I went to Cyprus. Yeah, I reserved an interview date there and went to Cyprus through Turkey. I first went to Turkey and then to Cyprus, and I did my interview, and yeah, that's it.
And you had to live outside of Iran for a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wanted to be close to the embassy to just... whenever my processing was finished, just drop my passport and get the visa, because this was the thing that happened to me when the first travel ban was enforced. My visa was approved, but because I was in Iran and it would take 2 or 3 days to reserve a flight and fly to Armenia to get the visa, in this short timeline, my visa was refused. The approved visa was refused, and I didn't want to go through the same experience, and I stayed with some relatives in Turkey.
And then you got the visa through Cyprus, and when you were able to get the visa, then you made flights home. What were the flights like? Did you have any trouble getting into the U.S.?
No, not actually. There was no problems or anything. There was a normal checking, and because I just went through the customs checking, and it took maybe 5 to 6 minutes just talking, where do you study or something. It was a normal procedure, and I entered. It was like the last time that I entered. 4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
The travel bans, how have they made your life more difficult, and you know, what do you hope happens with them?
How it made my life? You know, if everything was normal, I was granted, or my visa was approved at the beginning of this semester, I lost at least 2 or 3 months of my time here. My graduation is postponed at least 1 or 2 semesters, and I was, I don't know, financially under pressure, because I need to again travel and make visa interviews, go pick it up, and everything was doubled for me. And the stressful thing was that there would be, or there was an expectation that there will be another ban or something, and I could go through the same thing again, and this was very stressful.
And finally, what's it feel like to be back home in Tampa, back at USF?
Oh. Yeah, I think it feels good, but you know, it's like when you come back and your house was in some kind of disaster or something, maybe some hurricane or something. You don't know where your stuff is. I don't know right now where is my computer. I haven't go to my old apartment to see where my stuff or belongings are, and I'm going step by step to see what can I do.